Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Trusting Your Body worksheet call. It is Saturday morning and we are going to have a great morning together working on a worksheet specifically within Trusting Your Body. We are going to learn more about home base, what it is, how to kind of figure out your own home base and where you are, what that means for you and everything else. So want to make sure everybody can hear me and see me okay before we get started. I am coming to you from a hotel room in Austin, Texas. So there is actually a little bit of construction happening on a very large high rise right next door. So hopefully you won't be able to hear that too much, won't be too much of a distraction, but we are going to have a great morning. Sounds like my audio and video is good. Thank you for that. So I want to welcome any newbies that we have to No BS. Hoping that you have had an amazing first month with No BS. If this is your first worksheet call, go ahead and share in the chat that is the case. If this is not your first worksheet call and you've been around OBS for a while, you've already started the Trusting Your Body program, go ahead and put in the chat what you've taken away from the course so far. Worksheet calls are such a great, there's such a great opportunity to take the concepts that we're learning from the course, from the work that we're doing, and really put them into practice. So they're a great place to get feedback and to ask any questions. So for those of you who don't know me, I am Jane. I am also Corinne's bestie and the creator of the Trusting Your Body course, which is what we're talking about today. We are in the No BS course. What we're doing for those of us who are going through the course kind of together live in this month, in the month of April, we're focusing on lessons 1 through 4. And what we're going to be talking about today specifically is the concept of home base. Now, we always have help on these worksheet calls for you. So today in the chat, if you are attending live, we have the amazing Dina moderating. So she can help you with any questions that you might have. And if you are on this call and you are in the chat, Dina's going to be responding to you in all caps. That doesn't mean she's yelling at you. It's just so that you know that that's a team member who is, you can kind of like filter through their responses looking for that all caps. Then you know that's Dina replying to you. So make sure if you're in the chat that you've got your settings set to everyone so that everybody can see that. Now, if you have any questions specifically for me, you can type them into the Q&A. I typically, because there's so many other things going on in the call, I typically don't look at what's happening within the chat itself. But if you have a specific question that you'd like me to answer, you can put that in the Q&A. Hopefully we'll be able to get to that. And we will go from there. I wanted to start by just addressing something I know that's come up for several people in this kind of first week as we're getting started, kind of following up from the call that we did on Monday, as well as some of the very first lessons within the program. And it's this idea of pressing pause on weight loss. And I think there's some questions about that and some people kind of like using that like all or nothing thinking to think, well, if I'm pausing weight loss, then does that mean I'm just going to go eat all the things and go gain the weight? And why bother? You know, what am I doing here? So I wanted to just give a little clarification on that. And what we're doing here, like rather than thinking about it as like pausing weight loss, what I want you to think about, what we're really doing is we're taking a break from letting that number on the scale dictate what we do, dictate our choices, and dictate our kind of responses. So in the concept of trusting your body is looking to your body and really responding to and taking care of your physical and your emotional needs. It's really looking at both. And what we find for those of us who have been on the weight loss train for a long time, which is probably every No BS woman, we have been conditioned to look at the number on the scale to tell us what to eat, how much to eat. And we look at those numbers and we try to manipulate, right? We try to manipulate our behavior, manipulate either what we're eating or how much we're eating in order to get that number to be different. Well, That's like the antithesis of trusting your body. Trusting your body is checking in with what are the emotional needs? What are the physical needs? If I can honor and nurture those, that's what we're focusing on. So rather than focusing on what this number on this hunk of scale tells me and using that to determine what to do, how to take care of myself, I'm actually going to check in with myself. So for example, if you know you're somebody who eats a lot in response to overwhelm, you get overwhelmed, you start thinking there's so much to do. There's kind of like all of this, like lots of energy, which we'll talk about in this concept of home base. And you eat in order to kind of respond to that overwhelm, in order to kind of calm that energy down. Well, then you're kind of training yourself in two ways. One, you're not really dealing with the overwhelm or really learning how to kind of allow that and respond to it in a different way. So that's happening. And then if you are eating every time you're overwhelmed, that probably is going to relate to equate to excess weight. So if we start really looking at what is going on with that emotional need, oh, okay, I can see there's this pattern of overwhelm. I can really look to try to understand that better, to try to meet that in other ways. And if you stop eating, you're able to recognize it, to respond to it differently. If you stop eating every time you're overwhelmed, guess what? That weight loss is likely to follow. It just doesn't become the focus and the goal. It becomes the byproduct. So I'm not saying just forget about weight loss altogether. It's more, here's what we're trying to do with Trust Your Body. We're trying to go into and check in with ourselves physically and emotionally to see what happens. Now, there may be times where because we have had this conditioning, really this wiring to eat every time we're overwhelmed, every time we're anxious, every time we are frustrated, our body is likely to send those kind of like physical cues, to send those urges. And so in listening to our body and trusting our body, it's getting to know when you have some of those signals, is this like an emotional need? Is this something else that's going on that my brain over the years has made this connection to eating? And even though it feels very much like, oh yeah, like I'm hungry, I can feel all the things. Is that really my body saying it truly needs food, or is there an emotional need underneath it? Now, if all we're doing is thinking about, well, I just have to lose 2 pounds this week because that's my goal, we're not really then focusing on the emotional need and the physical need that might be going on underneath. So that's really, I just want you to think about, like, this is about honoring and connecting with your body's true needs and nurturing those and letting that be the focus this month, rather than, I mean, who wants to manipulate? No, just the word manipulate, right? But isn't that what we do? We manipulate either what or how much we eat based on the number we're trying to get on a scale. So I'm trying to kind of like separate those two things. And here's what's amazing, you guys. Next month's course is Conquering the Scale. So we're not saying throw out the scale forever and ever and never use that again. And just, you know, you like let this be an excuse to just go eat all the things and gain all the weight. That's not listening to your body. That's not truly taking care of what your body needs emotionally and physically. That's the focus this month, is honoring the physical and emotional needs of my body and learning to understand what that is versus the scale. Guess what? Next month, we're going to conquer the scale. We're going to start looking at, what are the thoughts that come up around the scale? What is different when I think about the scale then versus, you know, when I'm not thinking about the scale and I'm thinking about other things? And then finding that place where you can do both. But right now, you know, we don't want to be all or nothing about things, but let's look at this component and work on the skill of communicating with our body, understanding what our body is trying to tell us, honoring that without this like, oh, but I kind of think my body's telling me this, but I really want to lose weight. When that like, but I really is there, manipulation's going to happen, right? So it's like, we want to just honor and take care of our needs and really just allowing that to be our focus this month. So I hope that clears up some of the confusion or like some of the, you know, kind of like all or nothing thinking that, you know, might be coming up around that topic. So with all of that said, let's talk about home base. What is this concept of home base? If you have already listened to some of the lessons in the course, you understand what home base is. If you haven't listened yet, I'm just going to tell you very briefly. Home base is when we start talking about our nervous system and essentially the state of our nervous system. So we have home base, which is kind of like, it's like our baseline, this place where we feel like we are connected. We feel like we are able to kind of just live our best life, really. We're able to set goals. We're able to meet our goals. We're able to, a lot of times, we're more able to kind of check in with our hunger signals. We're able to kind of check in to say, oh, okay, like I think maybe I've had enough, or we're able to tune more into our body. We're able to have conversations with friends and kind of be there, rather than if we're above home base, we might be more anxious, unsettled, irritated. We're kind of more in our heads, really thinking about, like, there's a lot of energy above home base. When we're below home base, there's not much energy at all. It's more of just kind of like lethargic, checked out, hopeless, depressed. It's more of that very low energy. Just think about when you're below, it's low energy. When you're above, it's high energy. And when you're in home base, you're more in that level where, you know, you can go through some challenges. You can, you know, kind of have that like, oh, I'm tired, but you know what? I've really got these other things that I'm doing. Like, you're able to kind of access your thinking. When we do a lot of this foundational work of No BS is really thinking about what we're thinking about, right? When we're in home base, we have much more access to our thoughts and to really understanding what we're thinking about. Like, that kind of happens in home base. So before we get into the worksheet, I just want to tell you a few kind of key concepts about home base. One is that the goal is not to be in home base all the time. Like, that's not how human brains work. That's not how we function. We are always going to be going in and out of home base, above and below home base. And that's normal. What we are trying to look at, and we're trying to kind of change and adjust as we get familiar with this concept of home base, get curious about, what does this look like for me, which is what we're going to do in the worksheet. What the goal is to be able to move in and out of home base, to recognize when we're above and below home base, and to be able to have the tools that we need in order to kind of bring ourselves back to home base, rather than using food as a means to do that. So most of us have very smartly over time learned to use food as a means to kind of bring ourselves into home base. So, like, for example, if I'm above home base and there's a lot of energy there, it is anxiety, it is overwhelm, it is these types of things. When there's a lot of energy there, what happens is naturally I'm going to want to bring that energy down. And so when I'm younger and I don't really understand any of this stuff, well, I learn that food will bring me down. Enough food will bring me down into home base. But what happens is so often it actually brings you below home base. And then you're below home base in this shame, frustrated, disappointed spot. And then you don't really, sometimes then people will actually try to use food to bring themselves back up. And so you kind of end up either on this roller coaster, or you end up kind of perpetually almost stuck in one or the other. And when we get into the worksheet, we're going to talk about just being able to recognize most of us have spent more time in one or the other. Now, there is no bad place to be. There is no ideal place to be, but what happens is that we do sometimes get stuck in states. And because, you know, our brain really likes to, it likes that homeostasis. It likes to do what it's always done. If we have a lot of familiarity being below home base and being in that kind of lethargic, depressed, very low energy place, our body and our brain are going to want to stay there. They are survival states. So our brain has taught ourselves that being in one of these places is kind of it's a survival state. It's like a safety state. And so when we're in that place, we're not able to access the conscious part of our brain, our thinking brain, the part of our brain that is able to say like, oh, you know what? I actually planned I was going to eat this today. Or yeah, you know what? I think I am actually feeling this in my body. I think I am ready to stop now. When we're in that survival state, it is much harder to even be able to access that kind of conscious part of your brain that can do reach the goals, do have that little bit of discomfort, think about the long-term, kind of those long-term benefits of the delayed gratification, those types of things. Like those decisions and those abilities happen in home base. So what we want to do to start is really just understanding, oh, okay. Like for some people, this is going to be a whole new concept. Like you may know that sometimes you are like, you don't really act like you. Like, ooh, you know, when I'm that way, I don't really know. Like, that doesn't really feel like me, but I know that I have this tendency to sometimes get angry. Like you hear Corinne talking about sometimes she gets mad, sometimes she gets angry, and she kind of like, she'll like lash out or, you know, kind of get really angry. That's her response to being above home base. My response to being above home base more comes from like feelings of, for me, it's more feelings of like anxiety, overwhelm. There's too much to do. There's not enough time. I'll never get it all done. It's like that type of energy. And mine comes out more as like overthinking, ruminating, kind of being in my head, but like, I don't typically lash out in anger. So we have different ways that we'll, you know, kind of respond, whether we are above our home base. So what I want to do right now is I am going to share my screen and I'm going to show you a couple of things on the website specifically so that, you can see. Let me move this out of the way. Okay. So this is the homepage. For those of you who are watching and are able to see the screen, to get to the Trusting Your Body program, you go to self-study resources on the website, and then it's April Focus, Trusting Your Body. So on this Trusting Your Body, the way that the program is, it's organized is in two modules. Module one is going to be teaching you the basic concepts. And then module two gets into actually giving you the tools that you can use when you are above home base, when you're below home base. I'll cover those briefly with you today. But the tools that you can use and really put those into practice. So module two, what's amazing about module two is we've given you a whole toolkit. So if you look at module two, in lesson three is the Trusting Your Body toolkit page. And this page, I highly recommend that everybody bookmark this page. This is a page that you're going to want to come back to over and over again, because these tools aren't just something where it's like, all right, you know, done that. I listened to those lessons and now I'm good. Like this becomes trusting your body, listening to your body, understanding where, when you're in home base, when you're above home base, when you're below home base, what to do about it. Like all of those things this is just a practice that you are going to be able to do and use for the rest of your life. So you can come back to this toolkit and, see the different tools that we have available for you, where when you are out of home base, you can use these tools to bring yourself back to home base. And what's amazing is that when you are in home base, that's when you have access to your conscious brain. That's when you have access to come up with new thoughts. Your brain isn't in this survival mode where it's just doing what it's always done because it literally is, it thinks it's going to die. It is literally in survival mode. It's not going to be like, oh, let me pause. Let me just think about this for a moment. How does this feel? Like the brain, it doesn't do that. But when you can start to recognize where you are, you give yourself more ability to bring yourself back to home base, to notice when you're not there, and then to learn over time which tools work best to get you into home base, whether you're above, whether you're below, how much above or below you are. And over time, what happens is amazing. And it's that your home base, your level of home base will actually expand. So your ability, like right now, you may not have much ability. If you're not somebody who is very connected with your emotions, your ability to be with uncomfortable emotions, what you perceive to be uncomfortable emotions, your ability to be with those may be very limited. And it may be that you immediately shut down, you immediately turn to food, you immediately, you know, get away from that experience. As you practice these skills, as you practice getting more in touch with your body, with what's happening, with what your emotions are, your home base will actually expand. So then you will be able to stay in home base where you can access that conscious brain while you experience more and more emotions. You basically are increasing your emotional capacity. But to start, we've got to figure out like, okay, well, what is this home-based business anyway? What does that mean for me? How do I even know? Some people might say like, I don't even know what that is for me. So we're going to go through this worksheet together and we'll hopefully be able to kind of talk through that. But in this module too, I just wanted to point out, bookmark this page. You can come back. Each of these tools are a button that you can click on. Some of them will give you more. There might be audios, there might be videos, simple tools that you can use for different techniques. You can also, we have a printable tracker for the toolkit that you can print and keep track of the different tools you used. Not only the tools that you use, like really pay attention to, okay, I used this in this moment. It was either this time of day or this was the emotion that was going on. And this was helpful for these reasons, or maybe like, oh, this didn't seem too helpful, but maybe I might try it at a different time. Like, this is really an invitation to explore, to play with different things, to see what works, what doesn't work. And don't let this be black and white. Don't let this be, oh, well, I tried it once, or, you know, oh, well, I just listened to it while I was, you know, walking the dog and trying to just get through the course and, you know, it didn't do anything for me. Like, this is a practice. Okay. So, the worksheet that we're going to be doing together, it's in module 1, lesson 4, which is finding home base. So right now I am looking at the page from module 1, lesson 4. And what's amazing about this course is underneath each lesson, we give you links and notes for the companion materials to the guide. Also, then we give you next steps before watching the next video. Do this thing. If you want a deeper dive, do this thing. So in this module 1, lesson 4, there is a link to the How to Identify Home-Based Worksheet. If you have your guide, it is on pages 19 and 20 of your Trusting Your Body guide. There was also an email that went out today with a link to the worksheet. So there are lots of places to get this worksheet. And what I want to show you first, before we get into this worksheet, is this is page 18 of the Trusting Your Body guide. And it talks about home base. So home base as your zone of optimal functioning. And we talked a little bit about this, but what I really love about this visual is it shows you some of the emotions that when you're above home base, the emotions that you might be feeling. You might be feeling anxiety, you might be feeling anger, overwhelm, you might be feeling irritable, and some of the things you might be doing when you're above home base. You might be constantly on the go. You might be somebody who literally has a hard time sitting down. You are just constantly doing. I very much relate to this one. You might lash out. This is something that Corinne might do, right? Like she, like anger or irritability is more for her. So she might lash out more versus me, who's just like going to be like, go, 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 do, 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 like just constantly in my head. Like if I, you know, just kind of that constant go. You might be thinking, obsessively thinking about what's coming next. There might be some fear, like people who, you know, maybe think about, let's say a family member is traveling, or, you know, you might have kids who are on the road or traveling or living somewhere else. And you're just kind of like constantly thinking about what might be happening to them, or what about this, or what about this, like really just kind of like this obsessively thinking, sometimes even obsessive behaviors. A lot of addictive type of behaviors happen above the window. So those of us who eat, when we are stressed, overwhelmed, like we learned to eat because what we really need, because there's just this energy, like this is the fight or flight place. If you hear about that kind of fight or flight, like this is that place. I kind of like flight and go more towards food. Corinne goes more towards fight. So there's no kind of right or wrong. That's just how to kind of recognize. Now, when you're in home base, some of your emotions might be calm, relaxed, focused, curious. So here, some of your actions might be setting and achieving goals. You're engaged and alert. You can think and respond clearly. And then when you're below, it's more like depressed, hopeless, detached, feelings of shame. So your actions might be zoning out. You might be very little to no physical movement. You're just sitting on that couch, like binge watching Netflix, right? Or you might be just sitting on the couches eating TV. You might be scrolling social media. That's typically what I do, is I scroll social media when I'm below. You might withdraw. You might ghost your accountability group. Right? That might happen from kind of being below the window, below home base. So this visual kind of chart is on page 18 of your Trusting Your Body guide. And now what we're going to do is we are going to get into the worksheet itself. So how to identify home base worksheet. It's on pages 19 and 20 of your guide. So to first start with like really paying attention to home base. When do you normally feel the most like you? So think of the last time you felt really connected to yourself and the present moment. I think what happens a lot of times is when we're out of home base, we're in our heads. We're really like either worrying, thinking, obsessing, angry. But when you're in home base, you're really in that present moment. And it may feel like there's kind of an even amount of energy flowing through you. Like it's not a whole lot of energy, but it's not like not much energy at all. So think about that. Like when was that last time for you? So for me, I would say it was last night with Corinne. Corinne and I were out to dinner. We were having a lovely conversation. And I was very much in that present moment. So you can look at the questions on the worksheet. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? And what were you doing? Now, you can start with any one of these questions. You might think to yourself, I don't even know what I was thinking. But if you can come up with the last time you felt like that, you were just connected. So you may have to think back to, for some people, it might be yesterday. For some people, it might've been months ago. Sometimes people end up feeling very much in home base when they're on vacation. Sometimes if you think about a person or even a pet that you love spending time with, you might have something where it's something, you know, you really love to do. For example, like I love to ride my bicycle. A lot of times I'm in home base on my bicycle. I can think about a lot of times when I was in home base actually working on this course, because I was connected. Like I was feeling, so what was I feeling? I was feeling inspired. I was thinking, I am so excited to put this course out. I can't wait to share this information with other people. This has been so helpful for me. I can't wait to see what this does for other people. So you can kind of start with any, what were you doing? What were you feeling? Or what were you thinking? So kind of think about that. Now let's talk about like being above home base. Like the last time you felt like a large amount of energy flowing through you, like your system was in overdrive. So, going back to these feelings from page 18 of the guide, anxiety, anger, overwhelm, irritable, fear, doubt, like think about maybe the last time, either if you can identify like where you had one of those emotions driving you. Maybe you can just identify, like maybe you were driving and you were like, I think for myself, just a couple of days ago, I was running late to an appointment and I was thinking like, there's not enough time. I'm going to be late. And I was very scattered. I didn't want to talk to my husband. I was like, I don't have time for you. I was very short. So you can kind of think about that. For me, it comes up a lot in overwhelm. I have too much to do. There's too much to do. There's not enough time. Maybe I'm thinking there's too much to do. Maybe I'm thinking there's not enough time. Maybe I'm thinking I don't know the right answer. like there's a lot of different things you can kind of think about there, but just, you know, just kind of think back to what that might have looked like for you. And again, you can start with either what you were doing, what you were feeling, or like what are thoughts that you know you think a lot that lead you to that, you know, that kind of high energy type of place. Then we're going to go into the below home base. And this is thinking about, okay, what was the last time I was really just like low energy? What, like, think about that for yourself. So again, you can either think about like, okay, can I, if I start with the doing line, can I think about the last time I was just sitting on the couch and like not wanting to do any, you know, maybe I'm sitting on the couch eating chips. Maybe I'm sleeping in instead of getting up to do my DSB training. Maybe I'm sleeping, or, you know, maybe I'm ghosting my accountability group because, you know, I'm thinking that I didn't do what I said I was going to do. So you could start with the doing. Then you could kind of look at the feeling, like maybe you were feeling depressed, ashamed, disappointed, hopeless. Those are kind of some of the common feelings. Then you could look at the thinking line. I mean, really, you can start anywhere within these questions. Like just because they're in the thinking, feeling, doing order, you don't have to answer in that think, feel, do order. So like thinking might have been some of the thoughts, you know, that I notice for myself when I'm below home base are either like, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'll never figure this out. I can't believe I did it again. Those are probably my kind of typical thinking ones for being below home base. So then what we want to do is look at, okay, let's look at your time. And just for the sake of, you know, just this exercise, think of your time as 100%. Like if you have 100% of your time and you want to divide it into three categories, how much time would you say that you typically spend in home base, above home base, and then below home base? Now, there is no right answer here. This is just a getting curious about where you are right now in your journey. Like this is part of just getting to know your nervous system, getting to know where your body and your mind kind of like to go and like to be, and then recognizing that so that we can kind of increase, essentially as we increase our emotional capacity, which we're kind of going to get into as we do really starting with lessons 5 and 6 next week. As you increase your emotional capacity, you are going to increase your home base. And therefore the amount of time you spend in home base will also grow, but it's great to know where you start right now. So like for me, I would say right now in my journey, you know, and of course this is going to change on any given day, depending on what I'm doing, what I'm working on. But what's really neat for me is like, I would say right now, I probably spend maybe, again, it depends on the day, but like if I were to just say on average, I probably spend maybe 75 to 80% of my time in home base. And I probably spend 10 to 15 above, and then the rest below is kind of like where I am now. I will tell you, before, I would say I used to spend a lot more time above, and for sure more time below, because I would inevitably, when I would be so far above, I would binge. And then after a binge, I would be below. And so I didn't spend as much time. I didn't spend probably not even 30% in home base itself. So again, there's no right or wrong. There's no like, oh my gosh, this is good, this is bad. It's just awareness. Now, then the last question is, this is the second to last question, penultimate question, my favorite word. Do you typically overeat as a response from being above home base or below? Now, this could be either, it could be both. For me, I typically eat when I'm above home base. So when I'm in that like, overwhelm, frustration, like anxiety, like bah, like really, really high energy. That's typically when I eat. Now, sometimes I'll eat from, you know, more of that like below home base, that like lethargic, tired, frustrated. Sometimes I will eat from that place. And sometimes the answer is both, like, yes, all of the above. That's okay too. It's just knowing you, like your patterns. What are your patterns here? That's all we're trying to recognize. And then here's an amazing question. The last question of this worksheet. Does your overeating look different whether you're above or below home base? And I will tell you guys, for a lot of people, the answer is yes. My overeating actually looks really different depending on the emotion that I'm experiencing. So for example, a lot of people, when they're above home base, especially if they're in that energy of like frustration, anger, like high energy, but like that really is that there's like a lot of kind of tension behind it. Sometimes the foods that people can gravitate toward are going to be more like crunchy foods, right? Like the chips or, you know, things that you can kind of just like almost take some of that energy out on those foods. Now, sometimes then when people kind of eat more from that place of like shame, that lower energy area, like almost where they're kind of wanting comfort, then the foods that people eat there might be more like comforting foods, whether that is, you know, more kind of like breads or cakes or, you know, kind of depending on what it really is very individual, but it's interesting to look at when you overeat, do you eat different foods based on kind of what the different emotions are? And as you go through this month and as you're doing some of this work, it's a great thing to just get curious about as you're doing this. Like, oh, do I notice, you know, could there be something about the actual emotion I was feeling or either feeling, trying to avoid, or trying to create? Is there something about that emotion that kind of was reflected even in what I chose to eat? Because what can be fascinating when you try to make that connection or when you look for that connection is you can start to realize, oh, it's actually really not about the food itself. It's about the emotion I was either trying to avoid or create. So many times we try to villainize, oh, well, I just can't control myself around ice cream. So I just, you know, I don't have it. I don't eat it. I don't keep it in the house. I don't any of those things, thinking it's the ice cream. The ice cream is the problem. As long as I don't eat the ice cream, then, you know, whatever, I'm fine. But then when you can start to actually connect, like, oh, you know what? Here's when I want ice cream. Here's when I find myself eating ice cream. Here are the emotions I'm either trying to create or trying to avoid. Like if I notice that every time I'm really looking for connection, I find myself eating ice cream, but I'm thinking the ice cream is the problem and I need to get rid of the ice cream. Oh, actually, maybe what I really need to do is look for other ways to create connection. And the more I can create connection and the more I can let ice cream be ice cream, create connection in other ways, I can decouple what my brain and my body have made as that association. Then I can go find connection in other places and I can have a different relationship with the ice cream. So I can start with this way, just getting curious about, are there patterns in some of the foods that I eat or don't eat and where I am kind of within home base. Okay, so that's the worksheet. I'm going to go into the Q&A, but before I do that, there are a few other questions that kind of have come up that I know have come up before this call. And one of the questions was like, sometimes I have a hard time knowing if I'm above or below home base. And sometimes it feels like I'm in both. Is that possible? The answer is yes. It is possible to both be above home base and below home base at the same time. Now, this might be hard for our, you know, like all or nothing black or white thinkers. Like, wait a second. Like, how can it be both? Well, this is part of the beauty of learning this work is the both and. We can hold two emotions at the same time. And if we can hold two emotions at the same time, and we have different emotions that lead us to be above the window, above home base and below home base, then it makes sense that we can actually be in both at the same time. If I'm experiencing overwhelm and I'm also experiencing shame, now I have two different thoughts going on. that are creating those. Like I'm experiencing overwhelm because I'm thinking I have so much to do, or maybe it's like, this is going to take so long. I have so much weight to lose. That might create like a feeling of overwhelm. At the same time, I might also be thinking, I can't believe I did it again. I just wasted so much time. Let's say I have so much to do and I just spent 2 hours eating a bunch of food. So I'm thinking I have so much to do. I should be working right now. I should be doing all of these other things right now. And I'm also thinking, I can't believe I just wasted 2 hours eating. I can't believe I did it again. So I'm in this kind of like shame place also, where I want to go. There's like a part of me that wants to go hide, that is kind of like that below home base. And then there's also this part of me that's like, but there's so much to do. I don't have time. You know, there's kind of both of those going on at the same time. So yes, you can be both above home base and below home base at the same time. And what we do within No BS, and so much of this work, that the kind of foundational work of No BS in really looking at our thinking, is when we can get ourselves back into home base, where we're not in the and we're not in the where we can get in this place where we're in the middle, where we're in home base, then we can start looking at, okay, what am I thinking? What else could be true? Let me make a list of all of the things I need to do. Like, what are the needs that I really have? And I can start examining those and start taking care of those. But it starts with just knowing. Like, when you know you are out of home base, and when you know you can feel it in your body that you're above home base, it's like, oh, wow, I feel it. And here's what I know happens in home base. I know when I'm above home base, I might be more irritable. I might be more likely to binge. I might be more likely to, you know, go do a whole bunch of other things other than what's on my to-do list. So I can take some of these tools and start using them either very briefly. I mean, none of the tools take very long. So then I can say, oh, I feel I'm above home base. Now I can use this tool. So for example, breathing. When you are above home base, the tool of breath is an amazing tool to use, where you can take 1 to 3 nice breaths where your exhale is longer than the inhale. And that, just the act of that, let's do one together. We're going to inhale and then exhale, where the exhale is longer than the inhale. Just that, doing it once. I mean, if you do it 3 times, it's amazing. But even if you just do it once, you can kind of literally feel your nervous system start to calm down. So just that tool, it's like, oh, I'm above home base, breathe. I can breathe anywhere and everywhere you can breathe. So you can go into that module tool toolkit and see the different tools and kind of experiment with the things that you can do when you're below home base, when you're above home base. You either want to bring your energy down if you're above, or you want to kind of activate your energy. You can use different breath if you're below home base. If you use a breath where your inhale is actually longer than your exhale, or even just shorter breaths, just kind of more of like a that type of breathing will create some more energy in your body, which is what you want when you're below home base. So there are different tools that you can use to bring yourself to the place where you can then process your emotions, make different decisions, connect with, like, really even notice and become aware of what you're thinking. You're not like stuck in that above or below, kind of like almost feeling hijacked, which it does feel that way sometimes. Okay. All right. So let's see what sort of questions. So we've got a question. Somebody asks about scarcity and contentment module. There's not a scarcity and contentment. There's a scarcity and contentment lesson in trusting your body. So let's look at scarcity and contentment is lesson number 8 in module one. And there's a great worksheet on scarcity and contentment also that we are going to be, we'll be going through the worksheet and everything there. So, okay. Is it possible to feel like I am rarely at home base? I feel I am over or under most of the time. Marcia, yes. Especially when you are first starting to do this work, it is very, very possible that you are, you know, you feel like you're either above or below. And for those of us who eat in response to being above or below, and those of us who do feel like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I'm either above or below, and I feel like I'm not in connection. I'm not really in touch with my body. I'm not in touch with my emotions. I just eat. Like, yes, it makes so much sense. Now, this is not a problem. It just means that it's what your brain and your body have learned and know right now. And so this, what we're doing with this course and with these tools is we are starting to expand your home base and starting to invite yourself and give yourself tools so that your body and your brain can get out of the survival response, where you start to be able to teach your body in ways that it actually is safe. So for whatever happened, whatever connections your body and your brain made, were this like, we're not safe for whatever reason. And so it goes into one of the survival modes. So we can kind of learn to see what that is and then find ways and tools and techniques where we can bring ourselves slowly 1% at a time, more time in home base. So it's very possible that you don't spend much time there. And when you, if you notice that, it's not a problem. It's like, oh, okay, here's something else I get to work on. And as I work on this, as I work on really connecting with these things, it is very likely going to have an impact on your ability to truly connect with your body physically, emotionally, meet those needs in other ways rather than just eating to tune out, eating to try to, you know, bring what's amazing with the way that we eat. It makes so much sense because our brain is trying to either bring us into home base or up, either down into home base or up into home base. We just kind of keep missing the mark. And so we're in one of these survival responses all the time, but we can absolutely get ourselves to the place where we are in home base more often. And then we will be more able to follow our plan, to, you know, kind of set our goals, to achieve our goals, to have those, you know, kind of delayed gratifications, to make those different choices in the moment. Those things happen in home base. So if you're not spending much time there, and at the same time, you're also not having much success as it comes to, you know, maybe stopping at enough or, you know, doing certain things that you said you would do. Oh, well, that makes sense because I'm in survival mode and my brain, that conscious brain, he's gone when you are above or below. So what we do is we kind of like see that, learn how to find little ways to bring ourselves into home base. And then over time, it's kind of like just going to the gym, right? Like you're not just going to do this work, do one worksheet, and all of a sudden find your home base and be there, you know, 10% more time than you were yesterday. Like it's starting like, okay, here's what I do. Now we're going to go to the gym. We're going to do some consistent practice. We're going to go to the gym consistently so that we can kind of build up our endurance. We build up our capacity to be in home base and expand it. So great, great question. Okay. I'm often above home base. My feeling is nervous and anxious. I always turn to food in order to create a new reality. I have a neighbor who's prone to gossip, flirt with my husband, and intrude in an unwelcome manner. I quickly go above home base and stay there for a long time. My mind is off to the races, and food is a stupid control mechanism to deal with my neighbors. Can you please provide a helpful perspective? So what I would say, first of all, is it's amazing for you to notice. You're starting to notice, oh, home base. I recognize home base. Here is a very specific time that I noticed I was in home base. So like nervous and anxious is a feeling where I am above home base. And so like just knowing that is a great kind of response and great awareness. So now what I would suggest is going into the next couple of modules, which we're going to be doing together next week, lessons 5 and 6 in trusting your body. There is the now plus nurture process where we take the now process that you learned in No BS and we're adding nurture to it. So you start to look at what are the emotions that I'm feeling? What do I really need right now? What else is going on? So you can kind of like look into being able to actually be with and process some of those feelings. So right now, really, all right now, what we're trying to do is create awareness. When you're above home base, when you're below home base, when you're in home base, just really creating awareness of those times is step number one. I would say, like one of the things you said here is food is a stupid control mechanism. We always have to watch out for how we talk to ourselves, a stupid control mechanism. Like there's judgment right there automatically. So it's like, what I would say is, of course you have learned how to use food to bring yourself down from home base. So you are aware that happens when you're when you are above home base, that you're using that food. And maybe possibly if you're calling it a stupid control mechanism, you kind of realize that, you know, eating is not going to impact your neighbors. And so then you can start though, when you can use some of these other tools to bring yourself into home base, then you can use some of the other tools to get curious about what you're actually thinking about them and kind of do some of that other work that we, you know, you can get in like thoughts 2.0. But right now it's like noticing here are the feelings above home base. And if I can use these other things to bring myself into home base without using food that's really just covering it up, then, you know, what's available for me. So it sounds like, I find myself thinking home base as times when I'm happy. I think I'm using black and white thinking. Either I'm at home base or I'm below it and there is no above. Can you help me understand the difference between being at home base and just feeling happy and proud of my actions? Interesting. Now, okay, so I'm thinking, now if you're having this thought that you're using black and white thinking in terms of that you're either you're kind of seeing that kind of tendency for yourself, it's good for you to notice, like, okay, I know I have a tendency for black and white. Like, is it possible that, you know, there's some more nuance here? So I think that's great, just awareness of yourself. But the difference between at home base and just feeling happy and proud of my actions. So there's, when you are happy and when you are proud, for sure you're in home base. But if you think about the actions that you took that you are proud of. So let's just say we're talking about you followed your plan, you connected with your accountability group, you checked in with your hunger signals, you drank lots of water, you got lots of sleep, like, and then you found like you're proud of that. What I would look at is, okay, well, when I did all of those things, those actions that I am now thinking that I'm proud of, what was I feeling in order to do those things? So you were probably feeling motivated, encouraged, inspired, maybe willing, determined. Those are probably also feelings that you are in home base when you're experiencing those feelings. Now, based on your description here, you're saying, you know, you often feel like you're either below or you're in home base. And that may be, you may not be somebody who gets above home base very often. But I would say this, if you are somebody who gets a lot of results and is often happy and proud of themselves, there probably are times also where you are above, where maybe you're thinking like, oh, there's a lot to do. Maybe I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. And maybe your home base, maybe you have more kind of capacity than you even, you know, kind of give yourself credit for. So, you know, it's kind of just getting curious about that. So here's a great question. Can you end up eating in home base, like celebrating that you're in the zone? I think I might eat no matter what. I do think that's possible. I think what you can really look at. And when we get into the next lessons, there's a great question about like the top three feelings and really looking at the feelings that typically lead you to eat and to overeat, right? Like it's, I mean, we all eat no matter what, because we're human. We all need to eat, right? I mean, that's just a human need. But we can look at, I like to look at when we overeat, we are typically trying to avoid an emotion or to create another emotion. And I think it's very helpful to recognize what are the emotions I'm typically trying to avoid or trying to create. So yes, I mean, celebratory is absolutely an emotion that some people try to create with food. And that can absolutely happen in home base. It absolutely can happen. And so that's just a good thing to be aware of, right? And then what we do is we start to notice, ooh, I'm feeling celebratory. I know that these are the emotions that sometimes lead me to want to overeat. Then you can kind of plan for those in advance, do some of the other work that No BS kind of teaches us. But when we're in home base, we are much more likely to be able to come up with those other plans, the other thoughts that we also want to think in that moment. We're not in this, like when we're celebrating, it's not a survival. It's not a survival, like, kind of response, right? So we do have more access to those thoughts. But yes, you can absolutely overeat in home base also. It's just generally coming from trying to create a, you know, like an emotion of excitement or celebration. I travel every other week. Airports have historically created trouble. I know I have a successful protocol that is working, but I'm still above home base when I arrive at the airport. Is this simply something that will take time? So what I would do here, Nicole, it's a great question. I think so many of us have airport stuff, right? Like I used to binge a lot at travel. Not usually leaving, but it would be on the way home. I would binge. For anybody who was at camp, Corinne shared about, you know, about this, you know, with me. And I think one of the things, as we get further into the Trust in Your Body program, you'll get to understand and kind of identify your needs. So what I would get curious about for you, Nicole, is number one, do you typically binge? Well, you're saying you're above home base when you arrive at the airport. So sorry about the binge. That's my association, not necessarily yours. But if you notice that you're above home base, I would get curious about, okay, what is the feeling? Can I identify the feeling that has me above home base? Maybe I'm anxious. I would get curious about that. Like, what am I thinking that's creating the anxiety? Maybe you may have nervousness around flying. Maybe you have thoughts about being away. Maybe you have thoughts about the travel itself. So you can kind of like see what's going on there and then connect with that. So like for me specifically, I don't really have any, like traveling itself doesn't bother me. For me, it's on the way home. I'm just tired and I need rest. And my body is like sending up like, you know, the signals to want to eat. But if you're having anxiety about either the travel, the separation from friends or family, whatever is going on for you that's creating that emotion, that's what I would get really curious about. And then you can kind of look at what are your needs otherwise. We've got a great resource in the program about really identifying your needs. So then you can see like, okay, it makes sense. Like you can just start to say like, oh, wow, I see this. I notice when I travel, I'm above home base. And then I have a hard time staying on my protocol because of course my brain is just trying to bring me back into home base. So that makes sense. So just noticing that and just realizing that, then what you can do is say, okay, well, if I'm anxious, then what I want to do is go then and do the now plus nurture process. If I can identify what that feeling is, now I want to go and be able to process that feeling and be able to take care of myself in a way and understand that need and then take care of it so that I'm not trying to use food to take care of and respond and create something that food was never designed to do. So the concept of home base, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. The concept of home base is that it's really just, it's a place to understand, to take your temperature. Where am I? Am I in this place where I know I can be connected? I can reach my goals. I can do these things. Or am I in this place where it's just like, bah, too much energy, or ooh, not enough energy? And then what tools can I use to bring myself into this place where I can then process what's going on? I can get curious about my needs. I can take care of them in other ways that are truly nurturing and honoring to my body, rather than just kind of from this response, this either fight or flight response above or the freeze response that's below. So this was awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for attending. Next call's coming up. We have a coaching call tomorrow, I believe, at 11 a.m. with one of the coaches, weight loss coaching. And then Kathy is doing at 1:30, she's doing the 55 plus subgroup call. Everybody is allowed to attend that call. And if you are 55 and over, you can raise your hand and get coaching from Kathy. And then on Monday, we are going to go into week 2 of the Trusting Your Body call. We are going to be talking about lessons 5 and 6, the Now Plus Nurture process, cultivating compassion. We're going to talk all about really bringing compassion into this experience and what that looks like. So definitely join me there. If you guys have questions, you can post in the Facebook group and tag me there if you want to. You can also post into Ask Coaches, and we will get you guys taken care of. So thank you guys for joining me, and hopefully we'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.